Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Mitzia Daf Nun Gimel, picking up on Nun Beis Bum Beis Bada Bama Da Paid. Five lines up from the bottom. Second word, Gufa. We're going to start up now the whole discussion about Meiser Sheni. Here we go. Gufa. Amar Chizkia says the Heilige Chizkia. Meiser Sheni Shem Bo Shava Pruta. If you have Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, we know, is that we take off the first year, second year, fourth year and fifth year, Meiser, from our produce, we bring it up to Yerushalayim, we eat it over there. So, Meiser Sheni, Shem Bo Shava Pruta, it's not worth the Shava Pruta. And let's say this person wants to be Podeit. They want to put onto a coin, bring it up to Yerushalayim. Omer hu v'chumshu m'chulal al mos arishonos, l'fi she'iev shalal adam l'tzamtzei mo'osav. He says, the money, this itself, as well as the chomesh, the fifth, is mechulal onto the most rishonos, earlier money that we did this to, because it's not possible a person to be exacting with the amount with the money. Meisvei, frak the Gemara. What are you talking about? We have ourselves a Mishnah which is in Bikurim, which kind of says not like that. A truma v'bikurim, by truma and by bikurim. Bikurim are the first fruits that we bring up to the base of English and give to the Kohen. These things are chavivin aleim, chayavin aleim misa. Someone who's involved with them will be chayav misa. Says Rashi, zar o kohen tamei ho'ochlo b'mezid. If you have someone who's zar, non-kohen or kohen who's tamei, who eats his truma or bikurim, and they do it on purpose, they know what's going on, they will get Misa Bidei Shamayim, says Rashi, right? B'mezid, these people are dead. Chayav Malei Misa, V'chomesh. If one of somebody eats it, B'shogeg, says Rashi, Zar, Ochle B'shogeg, D'chsev, V'ish, Kiyokal, Kodesh B'shgaga, so someone does that, they have to go out and they have to add V'chomesh. Beep, turn the page, Nun Gimel. V'asum L'zarim, and their usher to Zarim. It says Rashi, "Vaserim bezarim below yochal ve'itzrich lemisnayu mishum deboy lemisnayu masha ein kin b'meiser dafilu iser leka." It just wants to contrast it with Meiser Sheni. Really, obviously, we know this is true. We just said it. So the reason he's doing is it's a contrast truma and bikurim with Meiser Sheni, right? So we're going to say that's something which is totally is mutter for someone who's a non-kohen. Vehein nichse kohen, and these are nechasim, these are considered property of the kohen. What are we talking about as a property of the kohen? Let's talk about truma. Truma, once you give it to the kohen, belongs completely to the kohen. Ad kedekach, says Rashi, vehein nichse kohen lekadesh bem, to go and get married with it. Because we're going to say, Isha, she can marry the woman, Meshenki be Meiser. She's not true with Meiser Sheni. Stop Mishnah, be married, Amr Meiser, Mamon Gavoahu. Vamakadish bo lol Kiddish. He's under the opinion that Meiser Sheni is considered Mamon Gavoah. It belongs to the Lord Almighty. It's a property, it's a heavenly stuff. You can't get married with that. And let's say they get mixed up with regular stuff, with regular produce, which is not truma, they get bottle mavutalized in 101. As Rashi tells us, that is, after olam echad b'meir, tzvichin echad u'meir levatel, and need 101 in order to be mevatel it, v'emitil barov, they're not mevatel barov, which is a general principle, if something is bottle barov, this is not going to be mevatel barov. Which is not so when it comes to Meiser Sheni, the Batal Barov, it's Batal Barov, the Lo Bayech Rameh doesn't need 101. Utunim Rechitzas Yadayim, and you have to wash your hands before eating from them. Rashi says, Laperos, Sheyadayim, Tamos, or Tameos, Shneos, Gozben, Rabbanon, Vesheni, Ose, Shlishi, Betruma. Mashing him in Meiser Sheni, Tom, Rechitzas Yadayim, Laperos, the Amr Mar, Hanotel Yadav, Laperos, Harezim, Migase, Ruach, Vahachim, Okmina, Labachigi, Laperos Sheni. So you have to go and you have to wash your hands for it. The Hair of Shemesh, and somebody becomes Tamei, and he goes to the mikvah, he has to have Hair of Shemesh, he needs, the sun to set before he can go ahead. Not the going to the mikvah itself is not enough. Rashi says, Latoma, Doraisa, Mashing him in Meiser, Domer Mar, Tavel, Va'ala, Ochel, Bamaisa, you can eat immediately. Mikra, Yofina, Mikram, Yofina, Lobby, Vamas, Perka, Arel, you just come out and eat it. Hare Elu, Bachuma, Bikurim, all these things are with the truma and bikurim, mashenkim and meiser, which is not so when it comes to meiser. My mashenkim and meiser. What does it mean which is not so with meiser? La mechlal the meiser batel beruba. Can we see from this that meiser is going to be batel berov? V'emisad dechiskia. Now, if we hold like chiskia that meiser sheni was worth less than a shavu pruta is able to be redeemed, havali davar sheish lomatir, and then it's something which is davar sheish lomatir, which means eventually, what's the principle of davar sheish lomatir? And it's something that's usher now, but eventually will become mutter when we say it's not batel. Because just wait till it's mutter. V'chol avashish l'matirin, I feel ba'el l'batel. It's not batel at all. So how could it be my sashen? It could be batel when it got mixed up over here, like the Mishnah is saying. And for the Gemara, my demash ain't came a meiser. And how do you know that the what we explain, mash ain't came a meiser, is the batel beruba, that it's able to be batel berov. Dilma lo batel klal. Maybe is that, which is not so with meiser, that meiser can't be batel at all. That's going to be Mavutal 101, which is not so with Meiser, that wanted it can't be Mavutal at all, and then everything's going to be good and dandy. And with the Gemara, no, lo matzah samar techi, he can't say that, that the Mishnah means to say that Meiser Shein is not going to be Batal at all. The Lagabe Truma Chumer de Truma Katani. Because that which you were learning in Truma is talking about the Chumers of Truma, reference to Meiser, not the opposite. Kuli the Truma lo katani. So therefore, it's got to be talking about the fact that Truma is more Chumer, and if we're saying Truma is more Chumer, then that means to say that it can't be, it's only Batal 101, means this is going to be Batal Merov. Ah, in fact, the Gemara of, says that, for the Gemara of Ha Katani, Behein Nichse Koin. But the Mishnah says that they're the property of the coin, which is a Kula. Oh, you're saying that that Truma is and Bikurim belong to the coin, and saying Meiser Sheni doesn't belong to the coin. So that means that's more of a Kula. So therefore, you could be saying this also. And therefore, it's telling us that Meiser Sheni is not Batal at all, which works well with the Chizkiya. He went, lo salka daidach. Don't think the Meiser can't be Mevutal at all. We want to come to think that Rashi says, the lo Batal klal, elevade Batal Barov kamar. It's talking about a case where it's Batal Barov. The Tanya Behedya, it says explicitly, Meiser Sheni Batal Baruba. There's a price that says straight up, right afterwards. Meiser Sheni is Batal Barov. But is a Meiser Sheni? I'm reference to what Meiser Sheni are talking about. But Meiser Shein bo Shava Pruta. It's going to Meiser Sana Shava Pruta, v'shenichnasu shalayim v'yatza. And, it entered into Yerushalayim and left. Says Rashi, "Lekamon Mefarish, the less the Takana. This thing is no Takana. There's no way of fixing it. The lo bachil, lo bechilol. We know that the din is that you know you bring it up to Yerushalayim. So what happens if you bring it up and then it goes out? So we have ourselves a problem over there, and that we're going to see later. It can be batal. Now that we see that it's able to be mevutal, now we have a kasha on Chizkiya. V'im isal de Chizkiya, we hold the Chizkiya, then liavad leilid de Chizkiya. Let's do to it like Chizkiya says. The thing is lashen hashava pruta of Meiser Sheni that's mixed up over here. V'necha leal mos rishonos. Let's go and be deconsecrated on the earlier money that we use to take off other stuff. In other words, why are we resorting to this concept called bitol? Let's just be mechal on the previous stuff. And for the Goran Echinami, we would do such a thing. Just in this particular case, the Loparik. Rashi says, Lopada Meiser Ad Hena, Shehu Maos Meiser Biyadu. He never did any other ones before this. There are no Maos Rishonos here, so therefore, it's resorting to Bittol. Like the Gemara, but what they could do is, Venesi Meiser de Isle, Venitstarfinu. Why doesn't he bring Meiser? He has. Rashi says, Venesi Meiser Shava Chatsipruta, that's worth a Chatsipruta. And then start for and go ahead and mix the two together. Rashi says, "Yivienu Eitzal Ma'urav, V'yomra Ma'urav V'zeh Mechulal Ma'pruta Zu." That the mixture is Mechulal on this pruta V'ishtakach Yishlam Atirin, and now it falls into the category of Yishlam Atirin. When they mix the two together, it's going to end up being a pruta, shava pruta, and therefore it shouldn't be nullified in this mixture over here. So why does the Braisa say not like that? Says the Gemara, the Oraisa, the Rabbanan Lomitztarfi. Meiser Sheni that's in the mixture is only a Durabanan Meiser Sheni, but the Meiser Sheni that he's bringing is a De'oraisa, and you can't go and mix these two together. What does that mean? That means that the din of Davish Shishma Tirin is really Durabanan Dikadin, meaning to say once it gets mixed up over there, even if it's Davish Shishma Tirin, Midoraisa, it's already nullified. It's Batal Mevutal. Rashi says, De'oraisa Durabanan Lomitztarfi, Litvos Pruta Zubi Kedushas Meiser, Shama'urav Minat Torah. Batal berov. Midarais it's batal. D'chsev achir ram lahatos. Rabbanu hu da'ami eichi di'ish lo matirin lo livatos. Rabbanu tekathin. Hilkach ein iser meiser b'zeh. It's also right said this. Elamid Rabbanu. It's only Rabbanu. Hilkach ein mitztari f'zeh litfos pidyonu nimsa shava chatzi puta shehevi nechal below chilol. Aval d'chizkiya mos harishonos kvar nitfasu. That second thing he's bringing is a d'oraisa dika level over here. Midarais it is nothing to go combined, can't be starved to anything, therefore he can't redeem it. So a person who doesn't have a coin that already exists of Meiser Sheni Kedusha on it has no way of being able to redeem the Meiser Sheni in this mixture, even according to Chizkiya. Says the Gemara, but hold on 1 second, there's another way we could do it. V'nesei Demai. Let's bring Meiser Sheni of Demai. Demai is a Lashon of Demai. What is it? Which is the Derabanan Diketin over here. And now we could be mitzarf these things together. It says, Rashi, Chatzi Shava Pruta, Demaiser Sheni Shel Demai. Halakoach Me'am Ha'aretz, Tzikim Va'am Ha'aretz, the Yisuro, Ubedonu Derabanan. The Bidraisa call him Ne'am and Alamaisos. This is me, Derabanan. were worried that that the Am Aretz stuff is going to be demise. It's Gemara Dilma Asa Suivada. You know, we're also, it's also to do such a thing because some person might by accident come and bring something which is really deoraisa. Says Rashi, that is Va'az Nimsa Shavachatziputa Sheinu Meuraf Nechal below Chilo. It's going to be doing without Chilo. The Braisa doesn't allow doing this, because we're worried that a person is going to make a mistake and bring a deraisa and take a thing and try to mix it together, but we say that's not going to work. He says, Gemara Venesi Shtei Prutos. Why doesn't he bring two different Prutos? Rashi says, Nechoshes of copper. Unechalel alayu maiser bepruta umechsa. And now deconsecrate the deraisa maiser sheni on them in that of a pruta umechsa. As she says, "Chalel ahay meurav alhay chatziputa yisera dehavilei kidechiskia unechalel hay alhay yiserta." Right. So what he should do is bring two coins that are each a pruta, and two prutas, and deconsecrate the ma'aser sheni on them in the value of a pruta and a half, and unechalel and deconsecrate hay alhay yiserta. This ma'aser sheni, this mixture on the remaining half pruta there. Chizkas old din is going to attach it to another coin. So you do is you bring two coins, you take and of them you are mechalel onto them 1.5 value. Now you have your coins over there, and half of it you can add it to it. And for the Gemara, mi saver pruto mechsa tafsi shtei prutos, you think that redeeming a pruta and a half of ma'aser sheni on two pruta coins will give the two pruta coins kedusha? What do you think? That is, you can't do half. You can fill up the tank halfway. Lo, pruta tafsa pruta. The pruta will be tofes a pruta, Rashi says of meiser. The chetzi pruta tafsa, the chetzi is not going to be tofes anything. Rashi says a noser, meiser, it's not going to come and grab onto anything. Rashi says, lo tafsa le pruta shnia. So that is the chetzi pruta lo tafsa. Hadar havya le darais of derabanan. Again, it's going to come back to this issue of darais of derabanan. The deraisa ma'aser sheni of less than a pruta, and the derabanan ma'aser sheni of less than a pruta of the ma'aser sheni that's all mixed up over there. Deraisa derabanan lo mitzdarfi. They don't max. They're not going to attach one to the next. In fact, the Gemara v'nesi iser. Let him bring a bigger coin. That's an iser. Rashi says v'yichalu love ma'aser bepachos midamav. Redeem less than the iser's value of ma'aser sheni onto it, and then use the remainder of the coin to redeem the ma'aser sheni that's in the mixture, because you don't need the whole thing for it. Says Gemara. It's us to do that because we're going to make a gezera. People are going to end up, Rashi says, gezera, del ma'asel asuri, base prutos. A person going to bring in two prutos. Rashi says, ma'asel pruta, umechsa, v'nimsa, shava, chetzi, pruta, nechal, below, chilul, hilkach, tov, lo, sheyuvata, barov. We're worried people are going to come to make a mistake and bring into prutos. And that's the problem. So therefore, the best thing to do is to be vatal barov. Now, what it mean when it said in the earlier, it said, v'nishenichnasu shalayim b'yotza, it came into shalayim and then it left. And it's batal in a place where it's going to be, mixed up with chulin. V'amai, why is it batal? V'leda v'niyale, just take it and bring it back into shalayim and then go and eat it over there. Right? So it says, im taruvusel v'yochlen b'shalayim. You have the ma'aser sheni, it falls into a mixture. It's stuff that went into shalayim and came out of shalayim and they got mixed up. So bring the whole thing in, it's just eating your shalayim. What's going to be the problem? And for the Gemara, Bishen Nitma, we're talking about a case where the ma'aser sheni became tamei, and therefore you can't eat it because it became tamei. It's also the ma'aser sheni that is tamei. Frank, the Gemara v'nifrike, what's the problem? If it came tamei, just redeem it. Rashi says, Kasal kataydech b'yeshbo shavapruta nami kam. It's like talking about a case of ma'aser sheni, it's worth a shavapruta. And if so, you should be able to redeem it, even though the tuma allows it to be, is also to eat it as ma'aser sheni, it's worth it to be redeemed onto something else, and then it's able to go and to be eaten, even when you shalayim. Right? To Amar Rabbi Elazar, minayin la'ma'aser sheni, shintma shepodim ma'aser sheni, ma'aser sheni became tamei, you could be podet. Beep, turn the page. Nun gimel beis. Afilu b'yushalayim. Even in Yushalayim, you're a koides, as Rashi Shein ma'aser. Afilu b'yushalayim, Shein ma'aser tahor, niftasham. Dechsev ki yirchak mimachav and asata bekesef for lo kishayu b'yushalayim, right? Ma'aser sheni that's tar is not able to redeem the yushalayim, and that we say because we allow to deconsecrate ma'aser sheni onto money specifically in order to bring it to yushalayim, but not when it's in yushalayim already. But Rebbe is saying that ma'aser sheni that's tami is allowed to be redeemed even yushalayim. Shenem, as the pasuk says, ki lo suchal se'eso, because it says that you are not able. se'eso, meaning to carry it. And what do we say? Ve'ein se'es ela achila. We understand that dasha means achila, to eat it. Shenemar vayisa masos me'es panav. The pasuk says, and he took portions of masos from a food and from in front of him. This is with Yosef giving to the brothers, and he gave Binyamin more of it. So we see this is lashon of food that he was sending along with him. Says the Gemara, Ela bilakoach bilakoach bekesef ma'aser sheni. We're talking about a case that food that was bought with money of ma'aser sheni, and that food is not able to redeem, and it can therefore it can be mivutalized. It can be nullified. Rashi says, "Belakoch meiser zeh v'lohu atzmo ya meiser." It itself wasn't meiser. Elitzarchi suuda shalakh b'Yerushalayim bekesef meiser. Stuff that was bought for the suuda in Yerushalayim with meiser sheni stuff. So when the Brisa says a meiser sheni that entered Yerushalayim and left cannot be redeemed, it's not talking about food that was itself set as meiser sheni, but it's talking about food that was bought in Yerushalayim with the money of meiser sheni kedusha. So food that's bought with meiser sheni money, the Gemara says, can't be redeemed even if it became tamei. In fact, the Gemara, lakuach bekasef meiser, not me to forget, but hold on a second. Let me just say, even the stuff that was bought with meiser sheni food, redeem that also. Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, lakuach bekasef meiser sheni, shenitma, yipadeh. It's just straight up, go ahead and be podeh. So what's the issue over here? Not only regular meiser sheni if it becomes redeemed if it was in Yerushalayim at a kodesh, but even if it was stuff that's bought with meiser sheni money, is able to be done like that as well. So why don't we do that? Let's go like Rabbi Yehuda. We're going like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Tamar Yikavar, he says, no, the stuff that's bought with meiser sheni money became tameh, it has to be buried. It says, Rashi, dekasavar lo alim lemitfas bidyono. It's just not going to work. He says the kedusha of food that's bought with meiser sheni money is not strong enough to be transferred over through the pidia. Right, so it can't be eaten, it can't be redeemed. So he says, you got to bury it. So there's no way for this type of food to become mutter. The Brisa therefore says it's able to be nullified if it gets mixed into something else. Then why do you have to say the case that it left Yerushalayim? I feel Lot Senam, even had left Yerushalayim also, it's not able to be redeemed. What does it have to do with leaving Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, Inachinami is a good point. So we got to switch this, change this up a little bit. Ella la'olam batar. The Brisa is talking about a case where with Tahor Meiser Sheni that came into Yerushalayim and then left. Rashi says, Bein Meiser, Bein Lakuach, Udgarma Na'alayu V'nichlei. Right, so in reference to the Meiser Sheni food, that's Tahor. I don't care. It doesn't matter if it's the original stuff or the stuff that's bought with it. Once it goes into Yerushalayim, it can't be redeemed, but it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Umay Yatsa. And when you asked over here that the mixture could be returned to Yerushalayim, what does it mean when it says that it left? Denafal mechitzos. It means that the walls of Yerushalayim fell. Says Rashi, what does that mean? My yatsa. What that means is nami dekamer denafal mechitzos chomos Yerushalayim. It means the walls of Yerushalayim fell. V'shuvein meiser nechos. You're not able to eat the meiser sheni there anymore. Why? Achi yamdu mechitzos. Until you put up new walls. Deba'inan lefnei Hashem. Because we need it to be in front of Hashem. Tochlenu. Ubebediya nami lo. You can't be poded either. Dekaltuhu mechitzos milivdoso. Od mishenechososocho. Because once it gets sin that can't be redeemed anymore. Therefore, the only way is through nullification. I have Amarava, Mechitza Lecha Daraisa. The wall of Yerushalayim in reference to eating Meiser Sheni, that's got to be eaten there, is Daraisa. Mechitzas Liklo to Darabanan. But the idea of the walls collate being absorbing the Meiser Sheni, meaning that once it went into Yerushalayim, it can't be redeemed after being removed from it, it's only midrabanan, v'chigaz rabanan. And when did the rabanan be goza that once meiser sheni entered Yerushalayim, it can't be redeemed, even if it was taken out? Kiesel mechitzas. That's only when there's walls over there. Yilesel the mechitzas lo goza rabanan. There's no gazer anymore, and therefore they should be able to redeem it. Oh, what you gonna say now? And for the Gemara, lo plug rabbanon. It's a low plug. Bein isla mechitzas, bein lesla mechitzas. In other words, a low plug is, we don't want to get confused over here, so we make the law to go through and through. Whatever the circumstances is, we're going to do that. Rashi says, bein yotze mitochon tzunafel de klitos mechitzas gozer bestam, bein isla bein lesla, whether there are walls or there aren't walls, low plug. Now we're taking it back to our question that we had on Chizkiyah. Right, Rashi points that out over here that the Rav Huna Barid Rav Huda Amar Had the Osva Lechitzki Amireisha the Gatani Beisa Meiser Amru Shembo Shava Pruta Vekasha Lecha Leivad Kedichitzkiya Lokasha. Right, that the first case the Brisa said that Meiser Sheni less than a Pruta is butal in a mixture, but according to Chitzkiya it shouldn't be butal because you're able to redeem it. So we even answer Rav Huna Barid Rav Huda Amar Sheshes Chad the Gatani the Brisa that it said that Meiser Sheni stuff is gonna get. Nullified. It's talking about one case. This is how you read it. Meiser Sheni, she'ein bo shava pruta, she'nichas Yerushalayim v'yotza. Meiser Sheni, it's not worth the shava pruta, that entered Yerushalayim and left, that's going to be batel in a mixture. Rashi says, deklitas mechitos ma'akevas milechalalo. Once it gets absorbed and gathered into the walls, it can't be mechulal anymore. Od al mos rishonos on the first monies, and therefore that's why it's going to be batel. Frankly, why am I? Why is it still nullified? Let it take it back into Yerushalayim and just eat it again. With its mixture. It says, we're talking about a case where the walls have fallen. That's what it means, Yatzah, says Rashi. That the walls have fallen already. So you can't just bring it back and eat it. If that's true, then just redeem the Meiser Sheni, even though it went into Yerushalayim. Ha'amar Rava, mechitza lecha mederaisa, mechitza lilklot de rabbanon. V'chigaz rabbanon, ki yisnu lemechitos, ki lasa lemechitos lagod rabbanon, like we said before. And therefore, in this case, the Meiser Sheni should be able to be redeemed and not batal, because there's no walls anymore. Na'a lo plug rabbanon. The rabbanon didn't make any distinction between those two cases, whether it fell or didn't fall. If that's really true, and either way, it can't be redeemed anymore. If that's really true, my area is the first bottle. If that's really true, that's the case that we're talking about, then my area ain't bo shavapruta. Why does it talk about a case with no shavapruta? I feel yesh banami, even if it was a shavapruta, it's going to be usher now to be podet. Right? She says, I feel yesh shavapruta, nami la barachila, v'la barachilalu, v'maitani be'iza meiser, Amru b'she'in bo shavapruta. Why are you saying it's talking about ain't bo shavapruta? Tachlis, right now it's not in the walls of Yerushalayim, and it can't be redeemed because it was once in the walls of Yerushalayim, so therefore, there's no way of being able to matter this. So why does the Brisa say that we're talking about the case of Meiser Sheni? It's not worth the pruta. And for the Gemara, lo mi bai kamar. It's a, we don't even need to say lo mi bai yeshbo. We don't even have to say whether there is a shava pruta that it can't be redeemed once it went to Yerushalayim. The kultan lay mechitzas because the walls took it in. Aval aimbo, but in the case where there was less in a shava pruta, aim a lo kultan lay mechitzas. Let's say the walls didn't absorb it yet because it's not a shavaprut, and therefore you are able to redeem it. Not a normal case is going to be redeemed because it's not yet a shavapruta. So maybe maybe there's no problem over there, and it's coming to tell us that even, so what is coming to teach us then? That ema lo kalta lemechitas, afal ein bo, ema lo kalta lemechitas, kamash malan, not like that. The walls of Yerushalayim absorb it, even if it's less than a shavapruta, and you're not able to redeem it once it went into Yerushalayim ir HaKodesh. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan, im ga'ol yig'al ish mi ma'asro, says the Pasuk. If a man will redeem of his ma'aser, he has to add a chomesh to it, says the Pasuk. Mi ma'asro v'lo kol ma'aso, which is telling us from his ma'aser, not all his ma'aser. Prat la ma'aser sheni shemba shavapruta, which is excluding ma'aser sheni, it's not a shavapruta. There's only certain types of ma'aser sheni that they're able to do this with, and that's what it says, from his ma'aser, from types of situations. Ma'aser it's not worth a pruta, it's less than a shavapruta, is not able to be redeemed, and therefore, and will not give over its kedusha onto some coin. Rashi says, she'ena b'chla ge'ula, v'limadche she'ena tofes, but pruta's not going to be tofes. The Gemara says, hold on 1 second, yitmar, Ravami amar, ein bo, Ravasi amar, Ein bechumsho. The Brisa means that it itself, a Meiser Sheni, is not worth a pruta. Vasi amar ein bechumsho. The Brisa means that its fifth is not worth a shava pruta. Says Rashi, Rav Ami amar ein bo shava pruta sheninu, aval im yesh bo shava pruta bar geulahu v'tofis bedyonu. If it is, then it's going to be bar geulahu. You can ein bo. Rav Asi says, Amar, Ein b'chumsho shavapruta, says Rashi, Shaninu, Delav bar ge'ulahu, Ava'ad she'ye bo shava arba prutos, Kedei she'ye ro'oi letofeses chomesh, D'ksiv b'haikra. Unbelievable. It's got to be even more than that, so that the chomesh ends up being a shavapruta. Because if you just have an opruta, then a fifth of that's obviously less. You have to add up to have at least four. That's going to be a fifth. It's going to be shav opruta. Rav Yochanan Amar. So just take it one step back. So that means that in the world of Rav Asi, that you have to have a certain amount, even if you have two prutas or three prutas, but because the chomish is not going to add up itself to be a shav pruta, it's not going to be able to be redeemed. Rav Yochanan Amar, the same thing, is his ein bo. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar, ein bechumsho. It has to be in itself. It says its chomish has to be. Now, seems like Rav Ami and Rav Yochanan are on the same page, that in itself has to be Shavapruta. That's enough. Once it's Shavapruta, even if it's Chomish, it's not a Shavapruta. And it was a kasha on them. Ma'aser Sheni, she'ein bo Shavapruta. It says, the Bryce said, that if you have Ma'aser Sheni, it's not worth a Pruta. Dayo Sheyomer, it's enough to say, Hu v'chomisho mechulal al mos harishonos. It, with its Chomish, is going to be mechulal on the earlier money that we brought. Right, the coins which are already been used to redeem Ma'aser Sheni. And this is what Chizkiya says, a Ma'aser Sheni, a little bit is worth less than a pruta, less than a pruta. Bishalom Adamar Ein Bechum Sho, makes sense according to the ones who say that it doesn't have its chomesh, it's not worth a shav pruta. That's what it means, you can't redeem it anymore. Hainu Tiketonu Dayo, that it's enough. This Lashon, why the Bryce says it's enough. The Afal Gav, the Bididei Ispe, saying that even though the Ma'aser Sheni itself is worth a pruta, given the Bechum Sheleko Shapir, since there's not a value of pruta of in its fifth, it's okay to redeem the Ma'aser Sheni according to what Chizkiya said. Laman Domer Ein Bo, the one who says that Ein Bo, less that, blah, blah, blah. Ella Laman Domer Ein Bo, the one who's saying that it itself doesn't have worth Shav Pruta, my Dio, what's the Lashon of Dio? What does that mean? That it's enough. As opposed to what? That is in itself. It's like the chomish, okay, it's enough because the thing itself is worth. But if the thing itself is not worth anything, then what are you saying over here? My dio says the Gemara Kasha. It's not a good question. Good question. We don't knock it off, but good question. Okay, my friends, there is more to this, but we're going to step over here. Until next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.